the past few Sunday gospel readings related, if you remember, that Jesus, after his baptism, started teaching and healing from one village to another. Then he began calling people to follow him, to be his disciples. This Sunday's reading tells us that Jesus began earnestly to teach those who followed him. The opening line of the gospel reading this morning is that Jesus went up on the mountain and taught the people. Notice here how the reading recalls the image of Moses, who brought down the Ten Commandments, that is, the old law, from the mountain of Sinai. For Matthew, Jesus is now the new Moses, who brings the new law in his long sermon on the mount. If you think of it, there are three chapters in his gospel that deal about the sermon on the mount. And today's reading is just the introduction of that sermon on the new law, where Jesus begins with the proclamation of the Beatitudes. Now, to better understand today's reading is to see Jesus as the man of the Beatitudes. For the Beatitudes are part and parcel of his life. So much so that to follow Jesus, one has to become also a person of the Beatitudes. This means that one must not only avoid sin, as articulated in the Ten Commandments of the Old Law, but must also live a new kind of life that is rooted in the kingdom of God, in the new law. And the Beatitudes teach us how to do this. Now, the first four Beatitudes talk about the promise to the poor, to those who are mourning, to the meek, to the hungry, and the thirsty. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit are not only those who are financially poor, but also the spiritually poor, the people who have lost hope. But now they are blessed because they know that their lives are dependent on God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. These are the people who, if they are poor in spirit, are those who find no reason for hope in this life. And those who mourn are those who find no cause for joy. But now they are blessed because they will be comforted. That means a confidence that God will act so that they need not mourn anymore. So blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. The meek are those positively the humble and the gentle. Negatively, the meek are those who are humiliated or the powerless. They inherit their blessing. Note that they inherit their blessing. It is not a reward that they earn, but a gift for which they must wait. The gift of land will eventually be an access to the world's resources and an opportunity to enjoy the creation that God intended for all people. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Now, this hunger and thirst for righteousness functions as the concluding line of the first four Beatitudes. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness include people who have no reason for hope, no cause for joy, and no access to the resources of this world. For such people, the coming of the kingdom of God is a blessing. Because when God rules, all this will change and things will be set right. Now, the second four Beatitudes talk of the people whom Jesus declares blessed, the merciful, the clean of heart, the peacemakers, the persecuted. Why? Because they are the ones who help to bring to reality the blessings promised to the poor, to those who are mourning, the meek, the hungry, and the thirsty. So blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. These are the people who seek to put right that which has gone wrong. They work to remove that which prevents life from being as God intends. Poverty, racism, hunger, disease, deaths, etc. And their blessing is that they themselves will receive mercy when the kingdom comes. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Those who are pure in heart, as opposed to those who worship God with their lips when their hearts are far from Him. To be pure of heart refers to the single-minded devotion to God. The blessing of seeing God consists in that something of God is seen in them. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. These are those who establish the peace that God wills for the broken world. Their blessing is to be identified as God's children, as those involved in bringing about what God wants, the wholeness and peace of the world. And blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This beatitude actually summarizes the second group of the four beatitudes, those merciful and those peacemakers are people committed to righteousness. And if they are pure in heart, then their commitment will not waver in the face of persecution. When God's kingdom comes, those for whom things have been right have not been right, and those who have been seeking to set things right are blessed by the accomplishment of what they have sought for theirs is the kingdom. And the final blessing, blessed are those who, when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Note the shift to from they to you. Blessed are you. Remember, the Beatitudes were the first seven. Blessed are they. But this time, Jesus says, blessed are you. So the listeners of the Sermon on the Mount had been hearing about those other groups of people and the blessings pronounced on them. And suddenly, the word you involves them. Suddenly, Jesus' words aren't about those other people any more than you and me. So the eight Beatitudes become our eight attitudes to these questions. First question, so what happens when we are faced with poverty of money and of spirit? When we are faced with sadness and of mourning, of humiliation and powerlessness, of being denied access to the good things in life? Second question, what happens when we are reviled, persecuted, unjustly treated? We have already heard the blessings God has in store for us. So in those moments, in those occasions, in those situations, will we believe those promises in our case? Will we believe that God will ultimately make things right for us? If we so, we become children of the Beatitudes. We can rejoice and be glad, knowing that everything will be set right again with the coming of the kingdom. Amen.